With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So much winning, and he's not even in office yet. The words of Donald Trump Jr. going online, boasting of his father's phone call with Mexico's president. The president-elect says he and Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum have a deal on illegal immigration.
After their call, Donald Trump said Mexico's leader had agreed to stop migration across the border with immediate effect, saying it was progress in ending what he called an illegal invasion. President Sheinbaum has since posted in social media that Mexico's position is not to close borders, but to build bridges between governments and between peoples. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump threatened to impose import tariffs on Mexican goods if its southern neighbor failed to stop drugs and migrants crossing into the U.S.
The BBC's Peter Bowes, Mr. Trump also threatening Canada with steep tariffs. The Trump transition team says that some Trump cabinet nominees have been threatened with violence this week, including bomb threats and swatting. They're watching on the ground. They're watching from the air. The NYPD and its partner agencies beefing up security ahead of today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the 98th annual spectacle expected to bring close to 2 million people to the streets of Manhattan. Also at SRNNews.com, day two of the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon. So far, so good. By all accounts, the two-month truce is holding. David Mercer speaks for the Israeli government.
From Israel's perspective, we certainly will adhere to the agreement, as the Prime Minister has made very clear the length of the ceasefire depends on what happens in Lebanon.
To the south, no end to the hostilities in Gaza. Wall Street is closed for Thanksgiving. The market yesterday took a step back from its recent record highs. The benchmarks closed a bit lower. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Bless Friday?
You heard it right, Bless Friday. It's a Christian alternative to Black Friday, when everybody rushes off to buy Christmas gifts on the day after Thanksgiving. Bless Friday features churches and ministries all across the nation choosing to stay away from the stores and instead devote their time to good works, organizing cleanup crews in their communities and working at soup kitchens. Bless Friday has been going on since 2009. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom is considering a legal challenge focusing on the definition of what a woman is. It's part of a long-running dispute between a women's rights group and the Scottish government. The case seeks to clarify whether a transgender person with a gender recognition certificate that recognizes them as female can be regarded as a woman under equality law. Legal experts say the case could have wide consequences in the UK. This is SRN News. Solar storms could produce quite a show tonight and tomorrow night, depending on where you are.
Pale auroras may be seen Thursday and Friday across northern states, including Montana, Minnesota, and upper New York, as well as much of Wisconsin and Michigan. NOAA meteorologist Matt Betwe says the auroras may last only briefly, and seeing them will depend on how intense the solar storms get. To see the spectacle, wait for clear skies to get dark and then go outside away from bright city lights. Keith Peters reporting.
It's called the Alaska Turkey Bomb. For the third Thanksgiving in a row, frozen turkeys will be airdropped to people living in the remotest reaches of Alaska. The woman who started the whole thing says it began after she found out that a family of three had just one squirrel to split for Thanksgiving. The plan to drop 32 turkeys this year, with more to come in the future. More details, SRNNews.com.